Watch, doctor claims Antonio Brown repeatedly farted in his face. By Dylan Gwynn on September 17, 2019. Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown once arrived 3 hours late to a doctor's appointment and, according to the doctor, proceeded to fart in the doctor's face repeatedly once he got there. Dr. Victor Prisk, one of several people interviewed in a recent Sports Illustrated piece which revealed many allegedly shady details of Brown's past, says that Brown showed up 3 hours late to an appointment in August of 2018. Then, when Prisk was performing a body fat analysis on Brown, the star receiver began farting in his face. However, unlike the other allegations against Brown in the SI piece, there's actual video evidence of Brown's frequent flatulence. Brown can be heard farting in the video and apologizing for it. Watch. Incredibly, according to the SI story, Prisk continued to work with Brown and even agreed to enter into several other business arrangements with him. Then, consistent with others who have had dealings with Brown, the deals were never consummated and bills for services went unpaid. According to Sporting News. In his very first meeting with me he said, "I want to get you on salary, I want you on my team," Prisk told SI. Then he's like, "We need to build this downtown. Pow too." I'm like, "Okay, that's cool." Found a building, had somebody put together a sales agreement for the building. Don't hear anything back. Then he says, "I'm going to connect you with a treadmill company I work with. We're gonna get you a couple treadmills for your gym." App stops talking to the guy and then I'm told they're not giving me a treadmill. He tells you he's going to make it totally worth your while. He's gonna invest in your business, invest in you. You're part of my family. Call God and all that. But he doesn't do that, and he doesn't even pay the bill. Prisk is still seeking $11,500 in unpaid wages from Brown. Antonio Brown has been accused of sexual assault, rape, and sexual misconduct by two different women. He has denied both charges. The NFL reportedly met with his first accuser, former trainer Brittany Taylor, on Monday. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.